For March 12th, 2018, this is Tabletop Talks Games, episode 65. So, I've had a couple more sessions of Skyrim VR. It continues to be my focus. I continue pursuing the Dawnguard questline, so I headed towards the Fort Dawnguard, and don't remember if I had any little side steps on the way there, but I got there. It was pretty cool. It was an impressive looking fort. Every now and then I really do appreciate being in VR again. A lot of the time, as I mentioned before, you don't really think about or you don't notice any real difference between just playing Skyrim and you're just focusing on playing Skyrim and not so much the experience of being in VR. But every now and then, especially when you encounter like a big open area, when there's a lot to look at up and down, especially, you notice it extra well. Or so it was cool just walking towards the fort, looking up and having it tower over you. And I got in there, talked to whoever, Isran, I think was the guy, sent me on my way to do some vampire hunting and figuring out what they're up to. As per usual, when you enter one of these new groups, like the quest lines for the champions and the mages and thieves and all that, you're immediately given access to just grab whatever you want in their fort or their hideout or whatever, which is kind of it's strange, but yeah, I kind of feel guilty, but I still just vacuum up all the goodies. This time I didn't bother with foods and ingredients and things like that, or weapons, but just money and potions and soul gems, if I find any, things like that. Of course, I picked up some bolts and crossbow for Lydia to use at her discretion, and some vampire hunting Dawnguard armor. Yeah, we explored that area. Then I headed out. I was going to go to continue that, but then I noticed, because I was looking at my map, that I had that horn to return to the Greybeards, so I headed up there and did that. So I got the final part of the shout for the main shout, and then I jumped over to Morthal and continued hunting the vampires. I got to that first underground area. Still, they're not giving me much, putting up much of a fight, especially with my ice astronaut. So it's both good and bad. I mean, I enjoy having that power, and it's nice to just sit back sometimes and watch my two compatriots take out the enemies. I was again hit by vampirism, and I needed to take a cure disease. Of course, all the vampire hunters are carrying cure disease, so I get plenty of those. So I think I had 8 now, so that was good, easily cured. I got down into a large open room, and there was a guy there that had been exploring the area that was taken out by vampires just as we entered the room. So I think after exploring this area, I guess I'm supposed to go back and report on my findings. But yeah, still finding it a lot of fun. It goes up and down. Sometimes I find that it looks really good. Sometimes it course, doesn't. It gets muddy. And yeah, I think that's it for this session.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.